Yeah. The bottoms of the kelim didn't have a flat. Turn around, kol abzichet shebemigdish. All these buckets of the mikdish did not have a flatness to it. We didn't want the current to put the dam down. Maybe it'll dry up. So it always a pointy bottom that he couldn't put it down. Will spill right out. Chutz mebezichel avoinim. A chutz from this bucket that they put on top of the shulchan on every Shabbos on top of lechem aponim, which hadn't started levoinim. Shalechem aponim. V'al shema yenicham v'yifrat alechem. Since they used to put this bucket of levona, the spice, on top of the lechem aponim, we were afraid if it would be pointy, maybe it'll fall over and hit the lechem aponim and break the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim was baked in a special form that had to be shalim. So there we wanted Badafka, this kli, should have a nice bottom to it, that it should be stable on the shulchan, it should not fall over and hit the lechem aponim. Because this was, the mitzvah was to put it on top of the shulchan, you used to leave it there the whole week. So this bzichim for the levoinam had to have a flat bottom. Shochat Yisroel v'kibul koin. For the Gemara, le'sagid lav Yisroel hi. Why does the mitzvah say dafka Yisroel have to shecht? Like there's no mitzvah of a dafka Yisroel. And the Gemara, he goof a kamash melon. The mitzvah just telling you this chiddush. The shchita bezak sheirim. That if a Yisroel wants to do the shchita, he's allowed to. The koin v'kibul koin. But v'shas kabbalah to receive the blood, then you dafni the koin. Ho kamash melon mikabbalah v'yelach mitzvah kuna. That for the time when you receive the blood, that's a din dafka kohen could do it. If Yisrael does it, it's possible. Then the Mishnah says, "Nois lechaveroi, do you stand at one to the other?" So lechura shamak minov meretz araya hoy locha shloi beregel hevri halocha. That walking without using your feet is also called walking, and this is a shail in the Gemara in Zvachim. We're saying now by the Kabbonis there are four avoidis. Nafka minor is. You can have machsheves pigol, machshavas lo lishmo, b'shas an avoida. What's called an avoida? Shchita, then kabbalah, then halacha. Halacha means poshut b'shas, you're walking with the kli to the mizbeach. While you're walking, that's called an avoida. Let's say though you don't walk, like here. The kohen received the blood, and I hand it to you, and you to you, and you to you. Nobody moved the step, the feet didn't move. That's called halacha shlev regel. If you hand something over with your hands, one to another, is that called an avoid the halacha or not? Now, if you mean is, if you have a machshava raw, b'shash, you're handing it over, is it called a machshava or not? So, for now, Mishnah Rashi says, since it says so many times, they handed one to the other, l'chur, it means that each handing is called an avoidah. So, l'chur, you see, halacha shleib regal, moving it without moving your feet, is also considered a malacha, an avoidah, that you could make machshava's pigul. And the Gemara maybe no. The Mar Dilma Heavy Naidi Purta. Maybe here each current taka had to move a little bit. He moved the drop. So about he moved a little bit, it's called a good halacha. The yellow might kamash melon. If the guy moved anyway, why do we have to have so many kahanim involved? Kamash melon broivam hadras melech. Yes, it's an Indian. The more the better. The more kahanim you have to do the mitzvah, the nicer the mitzvah is. That's the chiddush mishnah. Even though each kohen moved a little bit, but there used to be a whole line of kahanim as broivam hadras melech. Kibul es amoli amasmas arekum. They used to first receive the full blood and then hand back the empty one. Avolit chloi, but the other way it's not nice. To first give back the empty one and then take the full one. Is mesadal Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, a mavirin ala mitzvahs. And now let's look over a mitzvah. So when the guy is coming to give you the new blood, that's a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah zrika. But to hand back the old one, there's no real mitzvah involved. So what do you got to do first? First you have to receive the new one that has the blood. That's doing the mitzvah. Karina korvei tzlam azbech. The coin right next to the Zbech, he makes the Zrika. Mantana, so again, we Madaik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Zorkoi. He makes the Zrika, he has to throw it. Mantana, Pesach Bezrika. Who's the Tana that says the Korn Pesach Zafka Bezrika? And not Beshricha, not just to pour it right over the Mizbech. Omrachizda Rav Yosi Aglilihi. The Tanya, Rav Yosi Aglilihi Oimer. Es Domom Tizrak Alam Zbech. Vies Chelboim Taktir. This is the Pesach talking about, not by Korn Pesach. By the Chorah, my sorry, El Dom Yis. The pasuk says, "As Domim Tizvak Hamizbeach, V'as Chelbom Taktir." Says Domo LeNemer, it's blood. El Domom, a lot of blood. Chelboy, it's Chelav, it's fat. LeNemer, El Chelboy, a lot of them. So Lima Dal Bchoru, Ma'isro Pesach, and all these three kabbonis, Shem Tunim Matin Domim. They have to make a matin. You have to throw the dam on the Mizbeach. But the pasuk says, "Here's Rika." V'yemur LeGabim Mizbeach. Minolon the tuni, and the Amurim also has to be put on the Mizbeach. Now, Minolon the tuni Yisoid, how do we know now we're saying when you make this Zrika, it has to be on the side of the Mizbeach that has the Yisoid there? Omri Abelezer, As Yazrik is Rikam Yerla. Learn now from a Korban Yerla. Ksiv Hocha, as Domam Tizrik. It says close Tizrik, you should throw the blood. And when it says Domam, even a Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah to throw it. Alam is Beach. Ksiv Hocha, my Korban Yerla, the Zorkur ben Yaron Akranim, as Domi Alam is Beach. Soviv. Now, Ma Oila, just like my Korban Oila, Tuni Yisoy, you only put the dam on the side of the Mizbeach, that there is a foundation on the bottom. A Pesach Nami Toin Yisoy. Pesach also has to have a Yisoy on the bottom. For the Gemara, the Oila Gufa, Minol, how do we know that Korban Oila? Also, you have to have a Yisoy there. On Makro, the Pasuk says, El Yisoy Mizbach Oila. Alma Oila Tuni Yisoy. Now, by Korban Oila, you have to make this Rikas Adam on the side of the Mizbeach, that there is a Yisoy on the bottom. It's Rashi. Voila gufa minolon, shematen domen bimokim sheish taht of yisoid. On the place on the bottom of that side, there is a foundation. Lemute, which side doesn't have it? Mizrach v'dorim. The east side and the dorim, the south. The east and the south doesn't have it. Chutz miyam, only one amor on that side has it. Lemizrach etzot sofen, v'yam l'dorim etzot marim. Doch itnan midis. That oichol bimizrach amam, achas v'dorim am achas. There was only one Amma that had the Yisoid. The rest of the Mizrach and the rest of the south side did not have the Yisoid. Right. Yotis HaKas Rishoinim. Tona. He Nikras Kas Atlonis. The third group are called the lazy group. Why? Because who asked them to come last? Like the two groups before you, how come you weren't one of the first groups? How come you were the third group? Gemara, what do you mean? Well, Sagid Lav Hochi. You need three groups anyway. So Monashah, somebody has to be the third group. So where do you want from me? Why am I called lazy guy? My heaven will never. What could it be done? He should have been mazaz himself, be first in line. In other words, Avadi, you have to have list. But the mice, who's going to be the last one there? The lazy guys. So still a time on you, why were you list? But if you would have been a Zoraz, you would have been in the first group. Kiratanya, Rabbi Yoimi, Rabbi says, the world can't go without people that work in perfume. Or Balay Bursi. You need people that work tanners, work with skin. Now they're just the opposite type of works. A guy that works with psamim smells nicely. A guy that works with skin, mamisha, smells very bad. But still, you see, the world needs both of them. Is ashrim mishum nosim bosim. Very good as a person that works in things that smell nice. If you work with smelly things, you might as well work with perfume already. Oy loy lemi shum nosim bursi. Oy bad to the person that starts to smell all day, these bad skins. Here also, you have to have a third cot. A third group. But who asked you to be there? You should have been from the first two. You called lazy. Right? The famous Gemara. The Yeshul Yerdam B'loi Schorm of Lenikavis. The world has to have men and ladies you have to have in the world. Still, Ashrim Misha Bonav Schorim. Happy as the person, all his kids are males. Oyla Lemi Shabon of the Kavis. Oyla to the person that his kids are in the Kavis. So Lashon is Mr. Modern here. It says Bonav Nikavis. Bonav means his sons. Oyla to the person that his sons in the Kavis. So the Lashon is Mr. Modern. Some say vitz here, they say that it means to say that it's going about if you have kids, but some kids are kids and some kids are girls. I bet the ones that have boys that count to be girls. That's a vitz, I'm not upshot. But the Lashna is a shreya. Lashna means that people rather have Zechorim than the Kavis. So but you have to have both, so the both are necessary. Like Koponim, there's a taina in our Gemara why you will live. If you're lazy, you're still a little taina. The ones that did the same way they did on Shabbos, they did on the weekday.
You have a choice whether to be first choice.
Right. Kamaisei b'chol shloi berotzin shloi berotzin. That Mishnah says that they used to wash the floors on Shabbos, but the Chachamim didn't like that. Man shloi berotzin man. Who are these Chachamim that didn't like them to wash the floors on Shabbos? Omer Rav Chizda shloi berotzin Reb Lezi. Our Mishnah goes. It means according to Reb Lezi, it wasn't done properly. But the Rabbonim, according to Rabbonim, Ha'amri Shvusu. Rabbonim say to wash the floors on Shabbos is only Yisim the Rabbonim. The Yain Shvus Pemigdish. And in the base of Migdish is no Shvus. Now the Shvus is, if you have usually a dirt floor, there's a Shalaf from Ashvuya Gumas. That usually we're afraid there are some holes in the ground, and by you throwing the water and mopping or brooming, sweeping the floor, we're afraid you'll cover up the holes. That's called Ashvuya Gumas, which is a Shalaf from Binyan on Shabbos. So therefore, on the floor that has dirt on it, you're not allowed to wash the floor. But it's only an issue of the Rabbonin said, because it's not a psik ratio. It's not vadi, you're not mechavin to clog up the holes, to smooth out the holes, and it's not a psik ratio. Therefore, the Rabbonin say it's only awesome the Rabbonin. And in the Rabbeis of Migdish, it's muta. V'yein shmus pa Migdish. Ma'ashenken, Reb Lez holds, no, Reb Lez holds, it's an issue of the Eraisa. So Tosfos speaks out, how could Rabbi Elazar hold the Nisa D'oraita? The Chul Rabbanan says it's not a psik ratio. So what does Rabbi Elazar hold? The Tosfos is asking, Mechabim, our Korchos of Tosfos laps the second Tosfos laps psik ratio. Doesn't have to happen. The psik ratio heavy shori Rabbi Shimon l'rabbit the Kapila. Rabbi Shimon wouldn't be matter to sweep the floor on Shabbos then. The time of the Rebbeim came a my Mechay Rabbi Elazar. How could Rabbi Elazar say this Nisa D'oraita here? Kivun the Yocheli is b'loy gumais. Since it's possible to sweep or wash the floor without filling up the holes. For doichik loy mitzvah to say the pligi that's kufra machloikis. He yavi psik reisha loy. Maybe that's kufra machloikis. We have leather holes by sweeping the floor. It's a psik reisha. You have to smooth out the holes. And Rabbi didn't say no. It doesn't have to happen. So we read Tosfos now. We read the b'hol pligi. Rabbi leza sovam stam mechavra marbes mischavon ashri gumis. He holds stam mezoy when you sweep the floor. Part of your intentions is to smooth out the ground. That's Rabbi leza shrita. So Tosfos says, even in the base of Migdash, that the floor was made out of shayish, we had before, made out of marble floor. But still, in between each brick of marble and marble, there was a hole in between. So it's questionable that while you're washing the floor, maybe there'd be a hole there, and you'd want to stuff up that hole. So according to Rabbi Lezi, Imamish Mechavit to stuff up the hole. So that's an issue deraisa to wash the floor on Shabbos. Therefore, Rabbi Lezi says, you're not allowed to do it in the base of Migdash. Nashenken Rabbanon hold, min astam, when you're washing the floor, that's not your intentions to smooth out the holes. Your intention is just to wash the floor. And that's mutter midiraisa. Maybe you'll ashva gumais, that's only yosem midirabbanon. But in the base of Midrash, they didn't make the gzera. However, this is only on a floor that has holes. Most in the house, usually, that you have a floor, there's no dirt, there's no holes there, it's mutter to sweep the floor. Washing is another shalom. Washing is a shalom. What are you going to wash it with? If you want to use a shemat, the towel, some, you're not soaking in water. If you want to use the mop, you're not soaking in water. It's another shalom, shem schita. But the actual brushing or cleaning, sweeping the floor, that lemaisa we owe this mutter. Because we don't have holes in our floor. We don't have dirt floor. Yeah. Right, but in the Beis Hamikdash, at the time, there were holes in the floor. So we must say now that the Mishnah that says, that the Chum said, you shouldn't have washed the floors, yeah, washing, they didn't use any towels. They just used to let the water pile up, and that would clean the floors by itself. So that Rabbi Elazar holds the saucer. The Mora says here, the Tanan, we learned like this. Echad HaCholev, the Rabbon Amit Shavusu, Vechuz HaMikdash, Mayi, where's this Machloek, the Tanya? Echad HaCholev, somebody milks a cow on Shabbos, via Mechabitz. Mechabitz, Rashi says, that's cheesing, making cottage cheese. So Rashi, Mechabitz, Maimed HaCholev, you put some Maimed or rennet into the milk, you make out of that like cottage cheese. Via magvin, I think they say is after you have the cottage cheese, like you're separating the whey, the milk from the rest of the cheese, which the Gemara in Shabbos says that's nissa of borer. Kegregris, if you do any one of this, even the size of this dried out date, or else hamechabed, you wash the floors. Via marbitz, via roida, chalas dvash, or else marbitz also you sprinkle the floors, or else roida you pull off. Chalas devash, the beehives of honey, b'shoigeg b'shabbos, you do all these three things on Shabbos, even b'shoigeg, chayiv chattis, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. So this would be right, son. Hezit b'yomtav leikes aboyim, if you do it amazing, on yomtav you get malchus. Divir Rabbi Elazar, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. His Shita is, mechabe de marvis, is an issue of the raisa. Washing the floor on Shabbos, and yomtav is also the raisa, according to Rabbi Elazar. So where Tosfos says this, because Rabbi Elazar holds, a person has intentions to smooth out the floor. In the case we're talking about where the floor has holes there, and by you wiping or sweeping there, you have intentions of smoothing it out, that's the issa like boinim. The chum moinim no. Echad zeh v'echad zeh. So Rashi says it only means on these last three cases. He's sweeping, the chum say it's only yosim and rabbonim. Echad zeh v'echad zeh eino elu mishum shvus. Because they say a person does not have intentions of smoothing out the floor. And it's not a psik ratio. Therefore, midiraisa it's smoother, it's only yosim and rabbonim. And in the base of Migdash, the klal is ain't shmus the Migdash. Rav Asher yomah filu teimish leib rotsi chachomim. Maybe no, our Mishnah means even the chachomim said not to do it. Rabbi Nosni, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Nosin. The Tanya, Rabbi Nosin oimer, shavus tzricha hetiru. When do we say the Rabbanim will matter their resurum in the base of Migdash? Only something that's necessary. Of a shavus ain't tzricha hetiru. But a shavus that's not necessary, they weren't matter. See, to wash the floors wasn't so necessary. They could have waited till after Yontif to wash the floor. You know, that's not called a shvus. That's necessary. La avoidus was better. Could be stam, it's nice to make it look nice. But it's not called avoid le gvoyam. The Roni Matyu in the base of Migdash is through the Rabbanan. That's called something the service to do the Avoidah. To do the Avoidah, they were Makel. Here to wash the floor, there's no Avoidah in washing the floor. So therefore, even in the base of Migdash, still you shouldn't do it. So our Mishnah goes according to everybody. They didn't do right to Kanim, because the Rabbanan still also to wash the floors. But if you do right there, Kais Haimamala. You know that after all the blood would fall on the floor, they would take one cup of one zichem and take this blood and throw it on the mizbeach. Tanya, Rabbi Yudhoyna, koi soyim amalim edamat rubis. They used to fill up one cup from all the blood on the floor. Why? Shem yishpech domish lechem him. Let's say by mistake, one bezichem, one bucket of blood spilled out before the kohen made his zrika from it, spilled on the floor. Nim sezeh machshiroi. Now when you take a cup of blood from all the blood on the floor, and we say yesh bilo, all the blood is mixed together, so you have at least a drop of that blood in this clean now, and you put it on the mizbeach, you're making a good zrika for that korban. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Omer lel Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, v'aloi lo niskabel b'kli. First of all, if you're afraid the blood spilled on the floor, maybe it spilled directly out of the neck of the animal onto the floor. Like maybe be afraid the kohen never made a kabbalah altogether. And as the halacha is, if when you make a shechita and the blood rushes out onto the floor, it's possible. It doesn't help you anymore to pick it up out of the floor. The mitzvah kabbalah has to be metchila, the blood has to go straight into a kli. So yes, how does that help? Let's be afraid maybe the blood went straight onto the floor. So he answers back, Mino yadi. How do you know? Elochi karmelei. He meant to say like this. Shemalei niskabel b'kli. He meant to say, you're asking me, how do I know? Enech nami. I'm not saying I know. But I'm saying, what's going to happen if they weren't have a kabbalah b'kli? Omelein say, Rabbi Yehuda answers back, enech nami. Afani leyamati. I also only said, this apes only helps. Elo b'niskabel b'kli. My apes only helps that in the case that a kohen mitchila made a good kabbalah, he received the blood straight from the neck of the animal into the kli, and then it spilled out, then it helps. El miskabla b'kli, mino yadi, like how do you know this to be choshed for such a zach? Because kanim's reasoning, because the kanim azora, they know the mitzvah. So minastam, when a kohen makes a shrita, they do not let the blood just fall on the floor. For sure their zoris, they would for sure have some of their fair and be mekabel the blood. So I'm only afraid that maybe after they had a kabbalah, they received it in the kli, then it spilled out. For the Gemara of Monashev, though, is reason. But if you're telling me they're so careful, they know the halach is amay mishtapech. So why would it spill out then? If they're very careful what they're doing, just like you're telling me for sure that get the blood before it went on the floor, so why did it spill out later? And the Gemara name, agaz v'sasayu t'yavdi mishtapech. Since they're doing it so fast, they knew all the halach is. But the thought were a lot of kabbalahs to bring, and they had to work a little bit fast. So that's by accident, maybe it spilled out. That could happen. So therefore, if it spilled out after it was in a kli, I have a good eight now, I'll make this rika, it'll help. One kashri, there are other bloods. Not just the blood that comes out when the neshama goes. We have before in the Gemara, there are four different types of bloods when you kill the animal. The first blood that comes out is possible for zrika. It's only the later dam that comes out gushing out, that's called the dam that the neshama goes out, that's kosher for shchit, for zrikam. But the dam atamsa that comes out first and the last blood, you can't use it. So the chura let the little blood be bottled with all that dam. And the Gemara first of Yehudu Atayme, the yom adam atamsa dam al you. He also knows this dam is called good dam. The Tanya, dam atamsa, be azor, there's only a lav not eat it. We have Yehudu Ayme, no be chorus. Yehudu says, even the dam atamsa is real blood, you get chorus reading it. Good. Even though he says all these four types of dam, if you eat it, yichayiv koris, it's called real good dam. But linyan kapara for a korban, that though we say you have to take the blood of the korban and put it on the mizbeach, that blood is mechaper you, it's only a special type of dam that's mechaper. Shani, she'ena mechaper. That there of Yehuda is also moida. The dam atamsis doesn't make a kapara. It's only the real dam when the neshama goes out of it. Shenema, the pasuk says, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. So we dashen dam shan nefesh yoytzebo. The blood that when he dies, b'shas this blood is coming out when the nefesh goes out. That mechaper, that type of blood you can put on the mizbeach. That's called the good zrika adam. Of a dam shena nefesh yoytzebo. The first sprouts of the dam, or else after the big gush and the dam starts to go slow again, that dam is after the nefesh went out already. That dam is not called dam. Shanefesh yoytzebo, the neshama left already, is ain't a mechaper. You can't use it for kapara. So the question is now, even if the kohen spilled by mistake dam on the floor, how is it good to take a cup of the floor? There's a lot of dam on the floor that's not roi for zrika. So chura, that dam should be mavatal this dam. How could you make a zrika? And for the Gemara, Ela Rav Yudla time, Rav Yudla goes according to Shita. So Yomar ain dam mavatal dam. That's Rav Yudla Shita. Dam cannot be mavatal dam. Tanya, we learned like this. Omar lehem, yeah. Omar, that's Rav Yudla Shita. That min b'min is not bottle. When blood mixes up with another blood, even though it's one drop of blood in 1,000 gallons, it's not bottle. Consider this drop is still there. And we say yesh bila, it gets mixed up all over. So when you take a cup out of the floor, there's a drop of every single type of blood that fell in there in this cup. So therefore, if you make a zrika now, you'll help for that one carbon that its blood was spilled on the floor. Now you're making a zrika. I let it be bottle brave. If you the shitter is, min b'min is not bottle brave. Tanya, Omalem Rav Yehuda, the Chacham Rav Yehuda told the Chacham like this, that the Reichem, according to you Chachamim, that you say there's no way to, if the blood falls on the floor, there's no way to pick it up again to make a zrika. Because the Chacham say, dam is bottom, min b'minu is bottom. So if your little dam spilled on the floor, it's bottom with all the other blood. So for Rav Yehuda, Loma Pekin Es Hazorah, how come the Lacha was on Erev Pesach, used to clog up the hole to let the flow out of the Beis HaMikdash. And all the blood used to pile up there in the Azura. What did they do it for, according to the Rabbanan? As Bishlam, according to me, they stopped all the blood there because in case somebody spilled the blood, I'll be able to let it take a cup of the blood from the floor and make a Zerika on it, so I'll make the carbon good. But according to you, Chachamim, even if the blood spilled on the floor after it came out of the Kli, first it was in the Kli, then it spilled out. It doesn't help to pick it up anymore because it's bottle brave. So why did they have to clog up the holes that the blood shouldn't go out and let the azara get filled up with blood? What was the purpose of it? Lama pekin es azara. Why did they stuff up the holes of the azara? Or Muladachom answered back, no. There I tell you, shvachu lebnei Aaron. There was a tremendous shvach of praise to bnei Aaron the Kanim. Sheyelchu ad akvus haseim badam. They should walk up until their ankles in blood. That's how much blood the Azara was mamash full of blood up until the ankles. So it was nice to show like we're doing the avoid, even though there's a lot of blood there, still we're doing the mitzvah. For the Gemara Akasha, Abba Kochayitz, what do you mean you have blood on the floor? The locha is the Kohen had to walk barefoot. Why? Because the locha is your feet have to touch the floor of the Mizbeach, of the Ritzvah, of the Azara. If there's a chatzitza between you and the floor, you avoid this puzzle. So how could there be blood on the floor? There's a chatzitz, there's something in between your feet and the floor. How could you have blood on the floor? The Gemara Kochayitz. And the Gemara Lacha, we're talking about the blood was still wet. The Yaina Chaytzes, if it's wet, there's no chatzitz. Kiratanya, Hadam, if you have blood on your hands, like to an Isha, it's called to the mikvah. Else if you have yoy, you have ink on your hands. If you have chelev, you have fats on you. If you have vash, if you have honey. You have vesh, if they're dried up on your skin, chaytzesin. That's called a chatzitz, its filo doesn't help. Lachin, let's say they're still wet on your hands. Then in chaytzen, that's not called the chatzitza. Here also, since the floor was wet, with wet blood, there's no chatzitza the condom could stand in the blood. But in another kasha though, but the begodim, the big dekunas will get dirty. If they have so much blood on the floor up until their ankles, the chur of their pants is going to get full of blood. But utnan is alocha. Ho yu begodim mutushoshim, if the kohanim's begodim got dirty, for yavar avadosa didn't avoid the psula. It's possible, learn out from Sukkim, that condom has to have nice clothing. If there's dirty spots on it, they avoid this puzzle. See, if they have blood spots, it's not nice. So, Mamish, you have to see how careful Kohen had to be, Mamish. If he had blood spots on him, his puzzle. Can you imagine that? A Kohen was standing there at Pesach. Mamish, shechting away, kabonis. You look at a Sheikha today, Mamish, he's full of blood. He's all bloody up there. So Mamish, here the Kohen had to be very, very careful. When they made a shechita, they were near the Avodah Zadam, they'd be very careful, no blood fall on the begodim. Because if the dam fell on the begodim, it'll be possible to do the Avodah. So here the kasher is, if the floor was full of the Avodah, how could they walk on the blood? Look, again, they're clothing dirty. And then there's no good clothing, the Avodah is possible. The chitamim, maybe you tell me, the madluhu, they picked up their pants. What's sort of felich? They raised their pants. Like, you want to go through water, you pick up your pants. And you walk through the water. Maybe you're also. No. V'atanya midoy bad. Midoy kimidosei. He had to wear clothing that fit him exactly. Each kohen had to have a special tailor to make a special clothing. Shlo yechsev lo yosef. Can't be too short, too long. You can't pick up your pants. Can't make them too long. That'll be a perfect fit. So here it had to be a perfect fit. The kohen get all dirty in the blood. And the Gemara... The aloha sevro lekevis, only when he was carrying the meat up the plank, that's where the lava voidi. That's not called an avoida. There, that kohen could afford to get his clothing dirty. For the gemara v'loy, that's not called an avoida. For me, the boy kuna, since you need a kohen to do it, avoidi, it's called an avoida. And the kohen has to wear his begodim. If his begodim get dirty, it's no good. Tatanya, v'ikrav ha-kohen es ha-kolam es becho. Zu ha-loha sevro lekevis. That means carrying up the pieces of meat up until the kevis of the plank to them is there to burn it. So you see, it's called an avoida. So how could the kohen get his clothing dirty then? Ela balocha seitzel marocha. That means when the kohen used to take the wood to the marocha, top of the mizbeach, to make the fireplace, that's the lava avoidi, that's not called avoida. Therefore, at that time, he's allowed to get his clothing dirty. So that kohen carrying up the sticks, the wood, to the marocha, used to get his feet full of blood. I've got tomorrow about balochas evorm lekevis, or balochas dam miyo hechi yazli. The kohen from the kasher is when the kohen used to do the avoida, when the kohen had to take the fat up to the mizbeach, or they had to take the dam and bring the dam near the mizbeach, that's halacha, that wasn't avoida. If the whole azar was full of blood, how did the kohen then walk through the blood? The kohen is getting his clothing dirty, and it's big the godam apostle, and the gemara, the maski yitztavah, they walked on top of planks, on top of a stool. They walked on top of something else, therefore they were elevated, they didn't get full of dam. So Rashi said, the staboyish shall binyan hoyisham, rehem kiritzpa. According to Kashri, there's also the chatzitza. Sarah says, no, this was part of the floor. They had like little planks, elevations of stools from the floor. The floor itself came up a little higher at different places. Today, that on Erev Pesach, when the whole Azara was mamish full of blood up until their ankles, a kohen was able to walk wherever he was standing from one plank to another plank to another plank till he got to the Mizbeach. Those Kohanim could not get their begodim dirty into the blood. No, who used to walk in the blood? Only the kohen that put the wood on top of them to the marocha. How did they skin the animal? Korei, they used to cut it. They used to take out the fats. They put it into the megas, and then they were makta. Then they burnt the megas. It's that Gemara Otto who gufei who maktalu. Does it mean that the kohen that took out the emurim, he had to burn it? Like it's mashma, the one that took it out, he right away burnt it. It just means the kohen took out the emurim and put it into this plate. Kedei that whoever wants to, who'll come later and burn it on the mizbeach. But it's not a din that person has to bedach to burn it. Every person used to put his pesach in the skin, and used to hang it in their back, and walk home with it. That's the way they used to walk home with the Korban Pesach. Hey, every Yisrael, after the Kohen did the Avodah, when they get their meat, they used to wrap it around in its skin and take it home. Rav Ilish, Teyayis. Ilish said it's not a nice thing to do. Rashi, less Rashi. Derech Seichim Yishmelim, who's there. It's not a nice thing. That's the way the Arabs sell their Seira, to walk with some, put the Korban Pesach in its skin and hang it down your back. That's not a nice thing to do. So Chur Hidding said that wasn't something nice to do. You have to take it home, more Kavadik. How do you lecha tamadishchen?